Hey, this is Frank Simon, and we're with you today with the rest of the news. And our special guest today is a lady who's on fire for Jesus, Claudia Bledsoe.
Hallelujah. Glad to be here. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, you know, Claudia, I was reading my Bible the other day, and I was trying to read enough so I could finish it by the end of the year, but it doesn't look like I'm going to make it. But anyway, I got as far as the 40th Psalm, and I was reading that, and it says, "He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even a praise unto our God." After I thought about that a little bit, I realized those are the words of one of my favorite songs. And somebody put those in this song. It says, "He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my happy soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah."
Amen. Glory, glory.
That's not just a song or just a verse of scripture. That's my story.
Amen.
That's what God did for me. I remember a Bible tract somebody gave me once. It was two children walking down a road, and the road split. And one road had a road sign that says, "This is my way." That's the way I was on. I was doing my way. I wanted to do what was best for me. I wanted to go to school. I wanted to make money. I was going to go my way. But the other branch of the road said, "This is God's way." I realized I was going the wrong way, and I wanted to get out of my way and get into God's way, because that's the best way. Is that right?
Amen. Amen. I remember your testimony in class, Bible class, and you were talking about how you got saved, found the Lord. You were working, you had a patient.
Yeah.
It was terminal.
Yeah.
And this patient, you said, "It's terminal. I'm so sorry." And well, he's taking this. Well, he said, "Hey, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go. Ready, so it doesn't really matter if God wants me here."
He says,
"In
I'm
heaven.
Ready. I'm
yes,
ready.
I'm ready." So, and you saw the joy and the peace and the confidence in Him in eternal security. The world and America preaches social security. We need eternal security.
Look, you know? The engineer laughing in there.
Well, I love that testimony, though. That is so wonderful.
I knew I was on the wrong track, and He said, "I'm going to a better place." Something inside of me saying, "Well, you're going to a worse place. And you better get ready." Okay.
Yes,
so
yes.
I started going to church, started looking for an answer, like you say, eternal security. So this song is exactly what happened to me. And it's probably what happened to you and to our listeners, probably all of them.
Amen.
God brought them out of the deep miry clay and set us on the solid rock to stay and put a song in our heart
Amen.
Today.
Amen. That's it.
A song of praise. Hallelujah. Okay. So that's a wonderful thing. But there's more to it than that. Because as the news just said, God not only brought you and me out of the miry clay, He's bringing America out of the miry
Amen.
Clay. We were in the miry clay for a long time. And all of a sudden now, as the news just said, God is bringing America out of the miry
Amen.
Clay.
Praise God. Glory. Yes.
We say, "Well, what are you talking about?" Well, He just gave a tax cut to everybody in America. The economy is exploding.
Yes.
There's 1.5 million new jobs. The stock market just made $5 trillion for everyone that has a pension in the stock
Praise
market
God.
Or retirement Lord. Or savings. Growth of America, instead of being 1 or 2%, it's now 3% for two quarters in a row. The Keystone Pipe is making more and more jobs and more fuel for America. We've had Judge Gorsuch put on the Supreme Court. That's a huge breakthrough. Now the tax cut. So it's just God is bringing America out of the miry clay. Can you say that? Okay,
Amen.
God is using President Trump to bring the whole country out of the miry clay. We need people to call in and let us know what they think about that. The number to call in to be on the program is 571-0970, 571-0970. And call in right now. The other thing, Claudia, This is an article I got off the internet. It says Christianity is the fastest growing religion in the world. And the media doesn't want us to know that.
You wouldn't know that on the media. But
absolutely not. Now here,
God is moving. And in some countries, they have to kind of keep it hidden. They have to go underground. So that's another reason why you wouldn't know a lot of times.
Here is a picture of a revival in Nigeria. It looks like a million people. And here's another revival in Africa. It looks like another million people. And here's another huge revival in China. And here is Dr. Cho's church with 1,000 people just in the choir.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, here's another million people in Pakistan. Oh, you got a caller? Praise the Lord. Yeah, who's that, Mike?
Well, hello, Dr. Simon.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about something that we wasn't able to cover earlier this morning. The tax deal was passed at 2:00 this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what amazes me about the Democratic Party, not a one voted for the tax cut.
Yeah.
It just shows not only are they trying to bankrupt this nation, but they're trying to tear apart this nation and divide people into believing something that is an absolute lie.
Amen.
Right.
They're not working with us.
I wish people would call them what they are. They are demonic and they are liars.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that's right, Mike. I tell you, sometimes I feel like I'm in a war.
Yes.
And the devil's on one side and Jesus is on the other side. And I feel like I'm trying to bring people into Jesus's side. And that's what we need. Everybody is important to Jesus. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his son for you and me.
The one scripture that I try to relate to and attain, my friend's daughter wrote as a hanger for me to have, is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me through all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That has so much in there.
Yeah.
That anyone can relate to that, because there's a part for anyone to hang on to in that
exactly.
Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly right. Amen. God has a plan for you and for me and for everyone. God is bringing our country out of the miry clay, and the economy is improving. The jobs are improving. Everything is improving. Even in the world, here's a huge revival in India, another huge revival in Africa, and a double huge revival in Australia. So it's just a huge move of God.
Amen.
Everywhere you look.
Amen. God is moving.
Here's one in Africa, and here's more in Honduras, and all South America. Just a tremendous move of God. Looks
like
we have to take a break.
I feel like I'm in a war also.
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute, Mike. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. Praise the Lord. Our country is going through a huge move of improvement, a great move of God, and God is bringing us up out of the miry clay. Is that right, Claudia?
Amen. Amen. I tell you.
And the whole world there's a great move of God. You know, I tried to find that on Google. You can't really find it on Google. Doesn't want you to know that there's all these revivals going on all over the world.
Amen. Dr. Simon, we were talking about a war, and it is like a war. Culture war is what it is. And what's really happening today is the Judeo-Christian values are not being taught. They're not being upheld. And what I have to say is, what's wrong with the Ten Commandments? What's wrong with don't lie, don't cheat? We've accepted, we haven't cared about moral values for so long that we've accepted. And then all of a sudden, this is the purification that's happening across America. Look what's happening in Hollywood. People are being exposed suddenly.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly living righteously is in style now. I mean, actually, this has been going on. We've seen it. And all of a sudden, it's coming out. And I believe it's truly from the prayers of the saints praying for revival, praying that God will reveal himself in these last days to people who are blind, bound in sin. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach.
Yes.
Righteousness blesses a nation,
but sin
curses a nation. And that's what we're realizing. It's a curse when you have an alcoholic father. I mean, it's going to curse the whole family. You're going to all be affected by alcoholic. Yeah. But if you have a righteous father who's living right and taking care of his family, the whole family is going to be blessed. This is how sin affects. It's like sin is like a cancer. And when it gets in, and I've been burned many times through sin. So I know. And that's what's happened. I think people are really coming to the light and they're seeing that God's way, his righteous way, his holy commandments, they're holy commandments. They're
now
righteous
commandments.
Oh,
there.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about those
books.
Okay,
well, it's the tale of two books. We got the Holy Bible here.
Yes.
And that's for disciples, Jesus Christ's disciples, the Judeo-Christian way, and the Rules for Radicals. And that's about radicals who want chaos. And that's back to Social Security. It's about, instead of eternal security, they're into Social Security, which nothing's wrong with that. But let's face it, we all need eternal. Yeah, there's more to it than that.
Exactly. Now, the other verse that comes to mind is Isaiah 40:31, and it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's what we need, is to renew our strength. We need to be stronger. I was thinking, I have to go out and mulch the leaves this afternoon. I need a little more strength for that. And it says here that if we trust in God and read our Bible and believe what the Bible says, like you were saying, that God's going to give us the strength we need.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
And also each other. We need to come together. There's a unity that's happening. One side wants to divide, like our caller, Mike, when he called in. The other side, they want to divide. They don't want to work with the other side.
The thing is, we need to work together, and we're all important to God. There's a verse, it says in 1 Samuel, towards the end, it says that when David came back to his camp that in Ziklag, that the Amalekites had come and burned the city and taken his children and his wife and all the soldiers, all of his soldiers, their children were taken and their wives were taken and captive. They said, oh, this is terrible. We're going to stone David. David was upset, and the verse, the punchline is this. It says, David was greatly distressed, and he says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
Amen. Yes,
okay?
Yes.
That means that for you and me, it means we started thinking, God loves us. God gave his son for us. God is giving us all these verses and these promises in the Bible that are going to strengthen us. And we can encourage ourselves in our God just the way David did. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Here's some verses. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Okay, he says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let he ask God. It giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He says, I will never leave you or forsake you. That means Jesus is sitting right over here in this chair. He's with us today. He's with our listeners today. He's with our engineer back there today, and he's never going to leave us. And that's important because Satan loses his power when Jesus comes on the scene.
Amen.
Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. God has given us promises to give us, to renew our strength as we're going through this life. God is on the scene to help us. Is that right?
Amen. And we have to be patient, like the scriptures say, because promises delayed is just like justice delayed is not justice denied. Promises delayed are not promises denied.
Right,
and we
right.
can get a promise from God, but sometimes we may have to wait a while for that promise. We have the hope and the faith that we know that all God's promises are yes and amen.
I believe there's somebody on the air, on the listening to the program, that wants to call in and give us a comment. The number here is 571-0970. 571-0970. Call in and give us your thoughts. But you know, Claudia, as I was reading this, another song came to my mind. It says, I can't cause the blind eyes to open or make the lame to walk, but I know a man who can. Okay? It says, I can't walk on water or calm the dark and raging seas, but I know a man who can.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Okay? So there's someone that can answer every prayer and help us through every situation. Pastor once said, God will pull you through if you just believe in him.
Jesus is our miracle worker. He's a miracle working God, and he works personally with each person.
Yes.
He's a personal God, and he cares about every need.
Everybody. He's got a wonderful plan for everybody. Now, here's the other thing. We have here a video that's called The Life of Jesus. I don't know if anybody can see this. The Life of Jesus. And this is in 24 different languages. And sometimes we go downtown and pray like the governor asked us to. And we give these out down there. There are four Somalis that are coming by. We said, oh, come on over here and pray with us. He says, no, we're Muslim. I said, good, that's just who we're looking for. Come on over here.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes.
So I said, this is the greatest story ever told. And here it is in Somali. He says, oh, Somali, that's me. That's us.
God.
That's us.
Isn't that wonderful?
He was so excited because this
glorious.
Was in his language. And so we've given out several hundred of these down on the street.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is tremendous. It's like a Bible track, only it's a movie. And it's the birth, the life, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and then it's got an invitation on there.
Gift.
So it's a tremendous thing. And if anybody would like that, give me a call right now, 895-5025. 895-5025. Call right now. We'll send you that free. So, and if you want this picture of all the revivals, we'll send that to you free too. So it's 895-5025. Okay, we'll be right back. That's a tremendous thing that's happening in America today with giving tax break to every single American. Praise
yes.
the Lord. The family deduction has gone up, doubled, I think. So it's been a huge move of God. And God is bringing America out of the miry clay, and he's bringing the world out of the miry
Amen.
Clay. What a great time to be alive.
Amen. And we have to note that the Democrats, again, not one voted.
See, that tells you
to
something.
To pass that.
See.
One Republican, but he was an obstructionist as well. So,
well,
but that's what their name is, obstructionist. They don't even want to sit down with the president. It's all about impeach.
They don't want America to be great again.
Yes.
And America is exploding. There are more and more jobs, more
yes.
and more growth of the economy. Just everything is getting bigger and better. So it's just a tremendous thing that God is doing right now.
And what I love about Trump, I have to say this, he is evangelical friendly. He loves
yeah.
the evangelicals. And I mean, we haven't had that for a long time where people are standing up
yeah.
in the Judeo-Christian way.
Unbelievable.
And one of the most important things is life.
Yeah.
Because if you don't stand up for life, liberty, in the pursuit of happiness.
Right, right. That's exactly right.
That's the Declaration of Independence. It's part of it. Life, liberty.
He's doing so many good things like the economy, the stock market. People are making trillions of dollars in their retirement because of the stock market going up. Keystone Parkway is putting out more. We're energy sufficient now.
Yes.
All of these great appointments to the different courts, including the Supreme Court with Gorsuch. It's just a huge increase in growth for our country.
God is blessing this nation.
Exactly. That's
it. Who has blessed our nation. It's God. And we are responsible as God's children to stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
Righteousness blesses a nation. When
yeah.
the leadership is wanting to do it God's way and has the Judeo-Christian values,
yes,
God is going to bless our country. And it can spill over to other countries as well. And that's what we want to do, to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ and his love and his righteousness.
See, there, these jobs, the Democrats don't want everybody to have a job. They don't want jobs. They want people to be unemployed and on welfare and more problems instead of being self-sufficient. Have a job, raise your family. It's tremendous because there's a job for everybody.
We need hand ups, not handouts. Everybody needs a hand up.
Well, now here's the other thing. Here's these same people that are against the tax cut. They're against the having prayer in school. They're against the Ten Commandments in the school. They're against the Bible in the schools. They're against creation science in this. All of these things have happened about 1972, I think it was. And because of that, America used to have the best schools in the world.
Yes.
Now we're 25th and falling all the time. They don't want God. They don't want America to prosper. They want our children to be on dope and all that stuff. Well, that's ridiculous. The drug problem, that all came after we kicked God out of our school.
Amen.
Sexually transmitted diseases, all that came.
We were kicking God out.
Yes.
People don't realize this until the blessings are gone. When you're kicking God out, you're kicking the blessings of God out of the country.
Exactly
what's happened. But at the same time in the 70s, I've been studying about how a couple of evangelists came together and at different times, and they were talking about the seven cultures. God showed them this, the seven cultures of influence that's in the world. And there's seven cultures, and one of them is government, religion, family, business, media, arts and entertainment, and they're mountains. They're mountains of influence.
Yes.
And God is shaking these mountains now. We're seeing that through the power of prayer and through the power of the saints coming together. When I say saints, just believers who believe in God. It's not that we're perfect.
No.
He's perfect. And we follow the one. That's what a perfectionist is, one who follows the Lord. That's what I say. A lot of people call themselves perfectionists, but really it's one who follows the Lord is a perfection, real perfectionist.
Is actually making America great again and bringing God back into America.
Yes.
It's just tremendous. We passed that law, Senate Bill 17, that says you can pray in our Kentucky schools again. That's fantastic. We have different courses we'd like to give you on creation science, American history. We'll send them to you free if you give us a call, 895-5025. Call us right now, 895-5025. We'll send you this video, too, about Jesus. So it's tremendous time to be alive, and send us a call in right now, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back with Claudia Bledsoe. We're talking about the great tax break that was passed early this morning and how that is making America great again. And it's a tremendous move of God. And of course, the devil is mad about it. He wants everybody on welfare. He doesn't want all these new jobs, all of the tremendous increases in earnings in the stock market and all of these great things that are happening. He didn't want prayer back in our public schools, but it is back in there. And we would like to send you these courses. The course includes a teacher's manual and a student's workbook and a DVD. So really all you have to do is pop this DVD in and it teaches the course for you. And it's a course on creation science. You know, modern science has just about done away with the theory of evolution. It could never have happened. But here again, like everything else, the fake news, they don't want anybody to know that the theory of evolution is dead. They still trying to say, oh, there's no God. Let's talk about evolution and how, you know, there was a big bang and it all started with nothing. And after the bang, we had everything. All of the foolishness in the theory of evolution. But really, God made it all. And this is a course about it. And the children don't know that God created the world. There's a scripture that says God has got a radio station blasting 24 hours a day. If you just look up in the sky, you'll see God is saying, I'm here. all of these stars and moons and planets. I made them all, and I'm here.
Start thinking, where is my security? Where is my security for my family? And that's what's happening. And it's bringing people to the Lord. Fear is bringing them to the Lord as Christians are showing them love in this world, and we're letting our light shine. People are coming in, and they're asking a lot of questions. And I mean, there is a revival going on. You don't, like you said, you don't hear about it in the fake news. There is a great revival going
on. There's a great revival. Like I said, if you want to see these tremendous million people revivals going on all over the world, give me a call, 895-5025. We'll send you those copy of those pictures. We'll also send you a copy of the Jesus video, The Greatest Story Ever Told. There's a tremendous move of God going on, and we all have a part in it. God loves everybody, and He wants everybody to be part of His great move. And these courses, American History Course, I don't know if you can see that, or you can see it over here, but this is a tremendous course in American history. It's got two DVDs and a workbook. It's just a wonderful thing, and children don't know about American history, and that's very important for them to know. So you can put it in your Sunday school classes. You can put it in your homeschool classes. You can put them in your school. Now that Senate Bill 17 has passed, children can go into the schools and share these courses with their fellow students. Tremendous thing that's going on. So we'd just like to send them to you, 895-5025. 895-5025. Of course, there's just an answering machine now. But if you leave your name, your phone number, and your address, and if possible, your email, we'll send it out to you free. So, and don't forget, we put out an email about once a week about what important votes are going on in Washington. And we'll send that to you for free, too, if you send us your email address. So, there's a great move of God.
Yes, there is. And I tell you, this move of God has been on social media a lot. I get on social media a lot, and I leave comments, and you wouldn't believe the power of the social media people coming together. And it's you're either on one side or you're on the other side. Yeah. They either really hate your comment or they love your comment. It's Amen, Sister Liberty. That's my YouTube name, Sister Liberty. And I mean, just a revival. So excited. Sometimes I'll get down. I'll say, Lord, how can you use me? And then I'll get on social media, and you'll see that you got a whole family of friends and people that understand exactly what's going through.
Well, now this program that you and I are recording right now, it's going live on Facebook, live streaming. And after the program, it'll still be on Facebook. So they can go into Frank Simon Facebook. And bingo, it'll come right up, and you click on it, it'll play the whole show over again live. Well, it won't be live at that point, but it will be the whole show right there. So it's tremendous what God is doing with social media and everything.
And there's so many amens through prayers going out. I was up to 400 likes of amen on something I'd posted.
Really?
And that's just... that's just people coming together. God is moving.
Yeah. It's been so much exploding in the last 2 years since Governor Bevin got elected.
Yes.
And they said, oh, he'll never get elected. And flipping the House here in Kentucky.
Yes.
Getting President Trump in. It's just all these revivals going on all over the world. It's just a tremendous time to be alive. I remember 5 years ago, there was an election, and we all prayed, and we got together, and we prayed some more, and prayed some more, and prayed some more. Nothing happened, and it was discouraging, but this is a new day.
Exactly.
God is answering prayer.
Promises delayed are not promises denied.
Exactly.
And it is a new, it is a new time in history, and the things that are going on in the Middle East, too, in Jerusalem.
They're thinking about Jerusalem.
Yes, Jerusalem. They're getting ready to move the embassy, it looks like, and this is a promise that was made, our now president, that he would move the embassy from Tel Aviv, U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And that's our prayer. that it happens this week. He's supposed to make the announcement in a couple of days, and it's looking good.
Praise
God. And some say he's already decided he's going to do that. And I just pray he doesn't chicken out, because I can see why he knows it's going to be an explosion.
Claudia, let's pray right now.
Pray. Oh, Lord, we just come to you now, and we just pray, Lord Jesus, that your will be done. And we know that America and Israel, we're together in this, Lord Jesus. We're both Judeo-Christian nations, Lord Jesus, that believe in your word and your holy commandments, Lord. And we're together in this. And I just pray that you will bring Jew and Gentile and Jew and Christian together in these last days, Lord Jesus, as you're moving through the land.
Okay. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. But this is a great prayer. And with God's help, Israel's going to be back again. Claudia, we're talking that there's an answer to all these problems.
Yes.
What do you think it is?
Jesus is the answer.
That's
the world
right.
Today, one of my favorite songs.